News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
You may remember the trial of Erin Patterson and the ultimate conviction of Erin Patterson. Erin Patterson was the woman who went and collected a load of poisonous mushrooms to make a beef Wellington to murder a number of people at a dinner party. It was one of those things that you would have thought defined the term bang to rights. Well, apparently not. She's appealing. Melina Saris is with us. She's a senior news reporter with 7 News in Melbourne. Melina, before we get to the appeal, remind us of the case itself. What exactly did she do?
Hello, thank you for having me on. So she cooked a lunch for 4 people, including her in-laws and her husband's uncle and aunt. And at that lunch, she served beef Wellington. And during her trial, we heard that there were a number of things that happened during that lunch. Her husband was actually meant to attend, but he didn't end up going to that lunch. Those 4 people became violently ill. And only one of those people survived. 3 of them died after they were poisoned with death cap mushrooms. And there was one survivor, Ian Wilkinson. He spent a long time in hospital and he has recovered. He's a pastor in Western Victoria. And he has actually recovered from, he suffered a number of different ailments after that poisoning. He recovered. And of course, Erin didn't suffer any sort of poisoning. And she was, in fact, found guilty of getting those death cap mushrooms and cooking them into a beef Wellington.
Despite, of course, her doing some very good amateur dramatics to make it look like she had been poisoned, she was serving then a life sentence. Today was her appeal day, and because of time, that has been ongoing and you've just emerged from court. What happened in court?
It was a very long day in court today. So just over a year ago, she was handed a life sentence. So she was given a 33-year jail term. She can apply for parole after 33 years. And now she was back in court fighting to have those convictions overturned. So this is the appeal. Her defence team are appealing on 7 different grounds. And they say that there were some serious miscarriages of justice that took place during that trial. It was a mammoth trial at the time. It went for 11 weeks and it took a jury 6.5 weeks to deliberate and come to that guilty verdict. But they're now saying that there are a number of issues that happened during that trial and that she deserves to be set free or at least get a retrial.
So what's the process and when will we find out if she is successful?
Yeah, so today was day 1. So we had the defence go through all of the different issues that they've found with the trial. One of the big ones that they started with was that when the jury were sent off to deliberate at the end of the trial, they were sequestered and they were staying in the same hotel as some of the prosecution and some of the lead detectives in that case. And her lawyers are arguing that that was catastrophic and something that never should have occurred because they could have crossed paths, jury members could have crossed paths with the prosecution and that could have tainted, I guess, the outcome of their verdict. But there is evidence that says that they never, in fact, crossed paths. They were aware that the prosecution and the jury were staying at the same hotel, but the jurors were kept on another level. They ate their meals in a conference area. They did not associate with people outside of that jury pool. And the prosecution actually got up there today and said that there was absolutely no substance to that, no evidence at all, and there was no contact between any juror or any other person at that hotel. So this is basically what will happen. They will go back and forth on these claims. And one of the other things that the defence brought up was that when she was cross-examined during the trial, that it was unfair and oppressive. And they kept going back at her with the same questions over and over again. And that could have tainted, I guess, the jury's verdict as well. So that is basically what's been happening in court all day.
Well, Melina, really appreciate the update and we look forward to Netflix doing the follow-up special. Melina Saris there, senior news reporter with 7 News Melbourne. And undoubtedly, we will be talking to Melina again over the coming weeks as that case continues.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.